It's important for us to catch up with the owner and the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. We do this after every game. We didn't get a chance to talk to them on Friday because of the Thanksgiving vacation, but we thought this morning that we would talk to them and find out how their weekend went. I believe on one of the lines now we have the owner and general manager, Jerry.
Well, that is true. I am here, and we are certainly happy to be talking to you and talking to the Cowboy fans.
This is Jerry Jones. Good morning to you, Jerry.
Good morning.
Well, how was your weekend?
Well, we got a win. Mm-hmm. And that makes us happy, and we are pleased as not only as Cowboy fans, but as Cowboy owners and GMs, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, we had quite an explosive weekend. I took Wade hunting up in Arkansas, and Wade joins us now. You there, Wade?
Yeah, Jerry.
I got you. You talking into the phone there?
Yeah, I'm talking into the mouthpiece like you told me to.
Well, Wade, did you have fun going hunting with me over Thanksgiving weekend?
I did, Jerry. It's about time after all the hunting I do when we go on the road. It's about time we hunted together. That was fun.
I know. You spend so much time on our road trips not focusing on football and focusing on wild game that I figured I'd take you and show you some proper hunting. But I just wished it went a little bit better than it did.
Yeah, Jerry, I'm sorry about your truck. You know, that squirrel got to skidding around that truck, and I was trying to shoot that squirrel, you know, just to get us off to a good start, Jerry, when we're going hunting. I didn't mean to blow all four of your tires out trying to shoot that squirrel.
Yeah, those were $500 a piece, too.
Well, I'm sorry about that, and Jerry, I'm really sorry about that last shot that hit the gas tank. How big was that fireball, Jerry? About 40 feet in the air?
40 or 50 feet, yeah.
We blew that thing sky high, Jerry.
The game warden estimated 50 feet.
Well, that same game warden that blamed the entire forest fire on us?
That's right.
Oh,
you and I had to run out of the forest together.
Yeah, we was running side by side with Bambi. Hell, at least we scared some deer out of there, Jerry.
Yeah, we did flush them out. Unfortunately, we didn't have our guns with us anymore, did we?
No, we left those back next to the Ford F-150, and they got a little hot, too. You know, Jerry, I didn't know a gun would really fire once it got hot like that.
Well, yes, of course they will, and imagine my surprise when that .30-06 bullet took my toupee off.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, Jerry. I'm sorry about that, but you recovered. You took the pelt from that skunk that I trapped and put it on your head.
And by the way, a note on trapping the skunks. I don't mind you trapping animals, but just don't trap them in the cab of my F-150, would you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Jerry, I hemmed him up in there. You know, he was following my trail of corn nuts that I set out. I think it's them same corn nuts that squirrel was after. But anyway, he got up in that truck, and I slammed the door. And, you know, animals love corn nuts, Jerry. I love corn nuts, Jerry. You like corn nuts?
I do like corn nuts.
But anyway, that was real MacGruber of you to put that skunk pelt on your head, Jerry.
Well, first of all, that's MacGyver is who you're thinking of. MacGruber is the character from Saturday Night Live that shot a ping pong ball out of his butt.
Oh, yeah. That was funny. You know, I shot a ping pong ball out of my butt before the Rams game.
That was a weird motivational speech.
Well, I got down on my back and put my legs up in the air and shot the ping pong ball. Unfortunately, I wasn't the only thing that flew out.
Oh, gosh.
I forgot I had enchiladas now before, Jerry.
Oh, that's an awful visual.
That's just horrible.
Awful.
But hey, Jerry.
Well, anyway, Wade, we did get a win.
Yeah.
We destroyed 2,200 acres of wildlife forest.
Yeah.
And I lost an F-150, but I'm glad we got a win, and that's what's important.
That's what's important, Jerry. We're 8-4, and we're in the playoffs.
Well, that's not sure thing yet.
Oh, okay. Well, we look like a playoff team anyway.
We got to work on the next game here, Wade, so I want you to hang up and get the game planning.
And we're playing University of Pittsburgh.
No, we're playing Pittsburgh.
Right. University of Pittsburgh.
Hang up the phone, Wade.
All right, see you later.
Hang up the phone. See what I'm
Oh, no, we can't even understand that anymore.